Okay, our friend. So today we'll be reading Party Hardy Kitty Corn by Shannon Hale and Luen Pham. And the people who are reading it, you ask, is Mommy and... I'm going to guess you are Beans the cat. You are? I knew it. Are you ready? Okay. Kitty has a grand idea.
Let's throw a kitty corn party,
she says. And it looks like her BFF, the unicorn, agrees. They're both so excited to be wound up in yarn, which is what cats do, apparently. We can play games and eat yummy food, adds Unicorn.
Also, I made a present for you.
Kitty says shyly. Unicorn trots in place. Really? Because I made a present for you, too. We can exchange them at the party. Unicorn hurries off to bake the party treats. Kitty gets busy decorating. She wants everything to be grand. I can't say that I blame her. But then, Do you know what makes that sound? Mm-hmm. A dog. Meow. Yeah. Puppy chases his little vibrating tail. His back paws trip over the streamers. Oh, down they come, floppy as noodles. Oh, puppy. Kitty worked so hard on those.
Puppy,
says Kitty.
You're messing everything up.
Arch,
says puppy. Unicorn peeks his head in.
Look at puppy,
says Unicorn.
Isn't he adorable?
Kitty tries to replace the streamers, but Puppy thinks it's a game and rolls up tighter.
No, Puppy, you can't be here. Only kitty corns are invited to the party.
Puppy scurries away, his nails clicking on the floor. Kitty is blowing up balloons when...
Orf!
Puppy returns, wearing an ice cream cone horn and hair curlers for cat ears. Oh, no, no, no. You can't put an ice cream cone upside down on your forehead and consider yourself a unicorn. The air squeaks out of Kitty's balloon.
No,
she says.
Arf!
No,
says Kitty. Because he's trying again. This time he's got some sort of kitchen device and some headphones. And nope. The next time he comes back with a cactus sticking straight up in a pot on his head. So it looks like that might be the unicorn horns with some like donuts over his... No, none of this is right.
Ow! Nope,
says Kitty.
Ow!
He says this time he's got some radishes and a carrot on his head.
No,
shouts Kitty.
No puppies allowed.
Unicorn brings in the treats and gasps, but not at Kitty's grand decorations.
Oh, is puppy playing kitty corn?
He says. And of course, not to be missed, here comes the parakeet and the gecko.
Arf!
Says puppy.
What a tail-wagging, tongue-panting, round-bodied squall!
Says parakeet.
Such a slobbery, drooly, first-rate furball!
Says gecko. They like puppy as a pretend kitty corn.
You are a good boy, yes you are!
Says Unicorn.
You have to come to our party.
Puppy gets excited. So excited, he scampers and flips and hops and shakes and spins and rolls over, right over the scrapbook Kitty lovingly made for Unicorn. Uh-oh. Kitty trembles. Kitty squeezes her eyes shut, and then Kitty yells.
How could you?
Whoa. But she isn't yelling at Puppy. She's yelling at Unicorn.
Me? Asks Unicorn. What did I do?
Kitty is so mad, she can barely whisper.
How could you like him when you're supposed to like me?
Whoa. Kitty is furious, and she feels right to be furious, but slowly the anger drizzles away till all she feels is embarrassed.
Kitty, says Unicorn, will you open my gift now?
No,
says Kitty. Pretty please? Kitty sighs. Unicorn has made her a card. She unrolls it and... Friends, I'll read it to you. It says, things I love, stories about magic, banjo songs, macaroni and butter. See, Unicorn loves many things. His heart is as big as the moon. There's so much room, even a moon-sized kitty fits with room to spare. And the biggest part of his drawing is Kitty. He has put her in there.
Oh,
says Kitty.
I see now. I love you too.
Oh.
Puppy?
Kitty calls out.
I guess you can come to our party.
Oof!
Says Puppy, who, by the way, has just wrecked this party. He is 3/4 of the way through trashing all the cupcakes that Unicorn has made. He's eating them up. They're just chomp, chomp, chomp all over him. But then it looks like everyone else is eating them too, right? Yeah. The Kitty Corn party is grand, grander than grand, with treats and games and decorations and gifts. It is the grandest. And there is plenty of room for all. And here we go with the gecko and the parakeet again.
I'm loving Puppy in the beak and wings.
And you see what they've done is they've tried to make Puppy into a parakeet, right? But they've put bat wings on him. And the beak really is just that same, like, piece of carrot, I think, from earlier.
And a ball-tipped tail is the best of all things.
They've stuck a baseball on the back of his tail.
Arf!
Says the dog.
So many tricks. He can stand, roll, and beg.
Give him a scratch, and he wiggles his arf.
Mm-hmm.
He'll fetch a stick, catch a ball in his jaws.
Run, walk, or leap on his 4 tiny
arf, says the puppy, because, you know, it's in the pictures we can see, it looks like what they've done is they have stuck olives on his paws. Do you know why they did that? Maybe to make them look more like claws, like maybe what a bird would have? It's very confusing. But it looks like that's what they've done.
Stop interrupting. We're trying to talk.
After we're through, we can go for a...
Do you think he's going to say walk? It doesn't matter because the dog says, woof! And then they look at each other and go,
Some dogs howl, others bark, bay, or snarf.
But puppy is best at just saying...
Arf!
And that is a very hearty party where everyone gets to come and everybody gets to be a part of it, and it is wonderfully fun, isn't it? Don't you think? Yeah, me too. Woof, woof. And that, our dear friends, is... Say it with me.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.